How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And it is beginning to look like Christmas at Osmond Designs. You know, it's still looking like Thanksgiving, really. And if you are not ready for Thanksgiving, please come to Osmond Designs. We will help you prepare your home. We try to make things as easy as possible so that you can enjoy the upcoming holidays. We have all the great scents, the pumpkin spice, the cinnamon apple, the fresh balsam, all the good stuff. There's no better way to make your home feel like the holidays that are coming up, except for adding those scents. So keep us in mind for that. Also, you know, if you need a new sectional, a sofa, even a dining table for Thanksgiving, that's a great place to splurge. You want quality. It will last you years and years and years. And we even have those super large dining tables with the leaf extensions, so that you can add as many extensions as you need as your family grows. So come check that out. Today, I'm really, really excited. We have back in the house, he's one of our regulars, Craig Whiting. He's the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Thank you so much, Jeff and Heather, for having me on. I'm honored to be here.
It's always so much fun to have you because you are an expert. You know everything about almost any subject related to real estate, commercial and residential. So first and foremost, we just want to give you an intro of who you are, how you got into the business, and then we'll jump into what's going on in the country.
Well, I got into the business sort of out of default because the 9/11 happened. And so back in the day, just over a couple decades ago, and the economy went south. And long and short of it is mortgage interest rates started dropping because of the uncertainty in the economy. And so mortgages were good to get into. So I got into mortgages at that time. I later got my real estate license, later got my broker's license, got a master's degree in real estate development. And it sort of blossomed from there. And so I went from just being an agent by myself to owning a brokerage down to having a substantial large brokerage that's statewide.
Just a large, I mean, let's give an idea of how large that is. You're huge.
Well, we have, our presence is large. We have about 90 agents, which is solid, but they're spread through different locations in the state, and we're a tight-knit group that works really well with one another. And so we have transactions under contract all over the state right now.
Incredible. Okay, what's going on in the country right now in the real estate category?
Well, Utah was recently just rated number 6 in the nation for how the median house price in terms of how high our house values are. And so when you look at Utah in the scheme of the nation, we are performing exceptionally well, and people may think, well, I don't know if we want to be in the state that has the highest value in the nation, but the fact of the matter is it's driven by two things, jobs and population growth, of which we have both. And so it's not like this is a bubble that's going to put us in a second place or third place or fifth place or lower places in subsequent years. This is something that's going to continue a trend where we're going to go from sixth place to higher places when it comes to house values. And so we're in a good spot. We're outperforming the nation, and our sales numbers are better. Our values are better. We did not drop in value this year. And so we're outperforming the national economy.
Incredible. Okay, let's talk a little bit about affordable pricing, because that's always a hot topic.
You know, and that's part of what we want to address, and hopefully the listeners will listen to this whole show today, because we have some amazing, affordable new construction deals that we are going to be talking about that buyers can participate in. And so affordability is an issue, but with the right, there are still some amazing opportunities out there for buyers.
For sure. You're working with a brand new builder.
Yeah, so let me introduce you to White Star Homes. People will not have heard about them until just now on the radio. White Star Homes, they are the best of both worlds. They are part of a larger building organization that has operations in 12 different states, 24 different operators. And there's basically a locally branded version of that here. And so it's backed by a large national organization, but you have the feel and the benefit of working and meeting the builder himself. And so White Star Homes has an amazing product line that we'll get into, and the different subdivisions where they're building, price points where they're building. But when you're a buyer and you're looking at different builders, sometimes you might be concerned if you're working with a small builder. The concern may be, are they going to be around to back me up in case something goes wrong after the fact? And if you're working with a big builder, you might feel lost in a sea of transactions that are happening, and it's an impersonal experience. Well, this is the best of both worlds, where this White Star Homes has a national backing and a large reputation. They build more homes than Edge Homes and Ivory Homes, and yet it's with a very small personal feel where you can actually meet the builder himself during the transaction.
Excellent. What locations is this builder building in?
So right now, Eagle Mountain, Grantsville, and Ogden. There are new subdivisions in each of those locations.
Excellent. Pricing.
Okay. Diving into the pricing.
This is the fun part.
Yeah. So look, it is possible to get a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom new build in Ogden right now for $472,500.
What?
That's incredible. Now, are they only doing one of those, and that's just to get our attention?
No, that's not. Yeah, the loss leader, that's not it. This is what they're doing there. There are multiple of those opportunities there in Ogden. And so they've gotten, in fact, I'm looking at two right away.
Could you just say it again? Because people's ears just popped up. This is Ogden.
Yes.
5-bedroom home.
Fully finished. 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, $472,500.
That's insane.
Unbelievable. In a lot of our areas in Utah, you can't even buy a lot for that.
No, you're exactly right. And so now if we go to, say, Eagle Mountain, so if Ogden's not your area, but Eagle Mountain is, you can still get a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom home for $479,900. And you can get the 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom home for $524,900. And that is in Utah County. And that is brand new.
If you are renting right now or know someone that is renting, please get a hold of Craig Whiting. He's the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts, and he knows all about these great opportunities for someone to get into a home.
And one of the things that's really cool about this too, you might think, well, maybe they're scaling back the stuff inside the house and it's not going to look really nice. Well, these have large islands. They have all the finishes you would hope for, quartz countertops, like upgraded cabinetry packages and et cetera, et cetera. Like, these are not scaled down versions so that they can hit a lower price point. It's just a builder that has chosen to approach the affordability issue in a different way in the style of, in where they're building and the construction processes and stuff. They've got an efficient way to construct these so they can deliver an end product. They're buying the ground for the right price, and they're passing along those savings to you as an end buyer.
And this is really, I'm not sure the exact areas it makes a difference, but this is significantly below market for these communities.
Oh, yeah. Trying to find these prices, right? It's hard to find these prices elsewhere. And so it's an excellent opportunity. Now, with the supply and demand, these prices may not hang around long. And so as buyers come in and start pushing the price up, the idea is you want to act sooner than later. And I'll tell you, the month of November, the month of December, these are good months for buyers. There are fewer competing buyers. These prices for sure will not be around in the early spring. They will not be available. So you got to come in now.
Where are they in the process? Are they shovels in the ground, or is this not being built at this time?
No, these are like ready to go. Like,
so you can
as
move in
occupancy in the next 30 days.
Wow.
Both of us are
We're staring
at
like
each
wide-eyed.
What? Are we hearing correctly? What's going on here?
Yeah, and let me throw one other product type out to you too, because we've got, as I said, there's a location in Grantsville. These are on half-acre lots, 4-bedroom, 3-bath house on a half-acre lot, $530,000.
You can't even buy a condo for that amount, Craig. That's incredible.
Yeah, so the great opportunities. That's with a 3-car garage too, by the way. So,
oh, wow.
So these are great opportunities. That's why I wanted to come on. I was excited to share about White Star Homes. I want the KSL listening network to understand of this great opportunity, the prices that are available right now that people can act on right now, homes that are constructed that you don't need to wait for.
Do you know how many they're building at these places?
So that is a fabulous question, and I know that there are – I don't know the total count right now. I could pull that up somewhere. But
it's just generally 300.
Each subdivision, so for instance, in Eagle Mountain, there's probably 16 of these homes going up. Eagle Mountain, in Grantsville and Ogden, there are probably similar type of numbers. I don't remember exactly. But there are opportunities available. They won't last long. And so people really need to jump on these available opportunities.
But I think people are willing to drive for a brand new home, and these are brand new homes.
Yeah, absolutely brand new. And consider the brand new home, how much money you don't need to put into it because it's brand new. You don't need to worry about the plumbing and the electrical and the roof and the water heater and the furnace and the AC, all those costs that, especially for first-time home buyers, they don't realize how much cost they may have to put into a home after purchasing it if it's an existing home that's been around.
Is there a formula for that? I mean, you buy a new home, it's brand new, you need shades and all that. Do real estate agents say, oh, you're going to spend 6% over and above or like that?
You know what? There should be a formula for that, and I'm sure there could be one concocted. There's not one, but you're exact. And because there's not like a number that's floating around there, buyers purchase unaware. They do an inspection and may not think through the whole cost.
I'd love to hear, well, you know, you're going to spend blah on everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
And this may not be your dream home, but this is a great opportunity to get in the market. As these prices increase, you get to gain all of that equity in the meantime. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today we have Craig Whiting, broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with even more.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, we have those beautiful stores, and they are all decked out for the holidays. Craig Whiting is here. He's the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. Craig, tell me about the importance of decor in selling your home.
Oh, my goodness. It's everything. And the data backs that up. That's the thing. Like, if it looks good, smells good, is lighted really well, it will sell much better if it's clean. And it's not even remotely close, the difference. Like, that's why we stage homes. We will stage homes to sell it for more. It costs us to stage homes. But the money we spend on the staging, we get back plus. Like, it's so, so critical to have a really well-decorated presented home.
I agree. Okay, so when you are considering selling your home, holiday decor is going to be key. You do not want to overwhelm your home with all the holiday decor. So maybe minimize that by 50% of what you've normally been doing as we are getting ready for the holidays. How you stage your home to sell is always different than how you live in your home.
Absolutely.
In the previous segment, we were talking about this brand new builder. This is the most exciting news I've heard of all day. Brand new builder with affordable pricing. Let's talk about where those subdivisions are and this really great open house that you have coming up.
Yes, so the subdivisions, again, are in Ogden, Grantsville, and Eagle Mountain. And we are hosting an open house today from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Come and visit us at the subdivision in Eagle Mountain. The first 50 people that come will get Jurassic tacos.
Yum.
And then anybody that comes, all of you will get entered into a raffle for 4 BYU football tickets to the BYU-Houston game, which is later this month. The hot ticket item right now.
Can Jeff and I enter? Let's go, Jeff.
Come visit the open house.
I think we should buy all the houses is what we should do.
We should invest in the pricing of all of these incredible homes that are being built.
Yeah, in case you missed the last section, why don't you go through the money part of it?
Yeah, and I'll start with the one in Eagle Mountain. So you can get a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom finished home. This is not a town home. This is not sharing walls. And in fact, these lots back up to some open space trail systems. Oh. And the price is $479,900. And then if you want the one that's a 5-bedroom finished home, it's $524,900. Both of those properties backing up to this trail system in Eagle Mountain. So you have no backyard neighbors. And so also just to get to that location, just Google Finch Lane, F-I-N-C-H. If you Google Finch Lane in Eagle Mountain, you'll arrive to the right spot. We will be there waiting for you. That's where the open house is going to be. So we have that in Eagle Mountain. And then, as I said, in Ogden, you've got price points where that 5-bed home that's finished, 5 beds, 3 bath, only $472,500 for a brand new home.
Incredible. And I don't know if you've been to Eagle Mountain lately, but they have a Costco right there in Saratoga.
Right.
There are some big corporations that are investing a lot of money west of I-15 in that area.
Population growth has been huge.
Huge.
And in fact, when you're looking about, well, where do I think real estate values will go up? Where is the path of growth?
Where are they building all those data centers, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so it is a path of growth. It's a place where you can buy now, and as additional amenities come around you, the value continues to go up.
So this open house,
yeah,
is at 12 noon. That's at the end of this show. So if you're sitting home, get dressed. If you're on the road in the car, turn around. This is quite the opportunity.
Look, and you don't even need to buy one of the homes. Like, just come and visit us. You may come just because you're like, I like Jurassic tacos. Great. We want you to come.
Free
have
lunch.
Some Jurassic tacos.
Yeah.
Free lunch. Maybe you're coming because I love BYU football. Great, come. We'll raffle off these 4 BYU football tickets. You don't even have to come and be interested in this home per se. Just come and visit us. We'd love to meet you.
Okay, let's talk about the Ogden subdivision. Ogden City is spending a lot of money on renovating their city. That is another great opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. People, I think, don't realize what amazing employment opportunities exist up in the Ogden area. There's a lot of great, great jobs. And you're right, there's this Ogden downtown rehabilitation, reconstruction project that's going on.
It's a renaissance.
It is.
I lived up that way 10 years ago, and what 25th Street is now, worlds of difference.
Yeah, and you know, Ogden has such amazing architecture and sort of a culture to it, and space that is intentionally well-designed and like a sense of history to it. Like, sometimes, you know, when you look across the Wasatch Front, you think, well, this city doesn't really have a downtown area, or this city, there's not like a sense of place, where Ogden does have that sense of place and sense of history, and now it is just revitalizing in a great way.
And it's kind of quaint. I love Ogden. I think that's incredible. Okay, Craig, let's talk about the third city.
Yeah.
You said it's near Tooele.
Yeah, so Grantsville, and so you're, what, I would have to Google Maps it in terms of the drive, like 25, 30 minutes. But
depending on how fast you drive.
Yeah, perhaps, right? So it's out in Tooele County, but it's, you can go out there and get land. It is so hard to find land, homes that have good lot sizes. So this is one of those half-acre lots. Like, that's just very difficult to find. Yeah, so you get a half-acre lot. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage.
What?
$530,000 brand new home.
Wow.
And these are upgraded really nicely on the inside. Like, the islands are really large.
Do not rent. If you are renting right now, please pull over, call Craig Whiting, Prime Real Estate Experts, and let's find out some more information about these homes. Go tour these homes. Make appointments for these homes. Meet with a lender so that you can get qualified to get in this market.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, are you going to get bowled over by all the people showing up at the event at noon?
We hope.
Well, the early bird gets the worm, right? So, I mean, people that see the opportunity in this, and they'll be the ones that are able to take advantage of that.
You know, there's another half to this equation, and that's interest rates and mortgages for people. Would you expect these are going to be first homes?
They could be. I mean, but it could be for any walk of life. Like, for instance, these properties on Grantsville are single-level living. So it could really appeal to a number of different buyers.
Some retirement homes as well.
Yeah.
Incredible. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Craig Whiting, broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. How do people find you?
You know what? The easiest may be just to Google my name, Craig Whiting. You'll find my website, craigwhiting.com. You'll find my contact information, and then reach out to me, and I'm happy to help any of you that are listening.
And you're just selling all of Utah and have so much experience behind you. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned, because we're going to be right back. More with Craig Whiting, Prime Real Estate Experts, on the KSL Real Estate Show.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
And welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here. Thanks for listening, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Orem and Lehigh.
Yes, Jeff. And we have Christmas and Thanksgiving and fall decor at our stores. It is so beautiful. It smells beautiful. It sounds beautiful. It looks beautiful. Come and check those out. We have over 45,000 square feet of showroom space with lots of product. We have the best designer brands in the country. On the high end, the low end, we do a lot of model homes for builders. And then we have, you know, most of what we do is in the middle, which is mostly just the normal Utah crowd. We have more kids and animals probably than any other state in the country. And our homes are large. And so we have a lot of space to fill. There are places to splurge and invest in good quality products. And then there's other places that we can save a little bit of money. So depending on what your budget is, we're happy to help. We also offer interior design services. So if you want to remodel your home or you're planning on building a home, we can offer those hourly services. But, you know, we also just offer one-hour consultations. So if you just need help setting up your Christmas tree or putting together your tablescape or your fireplace mantle or whatever that may be, please think of Osmond Designs. We'd love to help you. Today, we have had Craig Whiting. He's the broker and owner of Prime Real Estates on the show with us. If you missed the previous episodes, you need to go back and listen to them because this is incredible, hot off the press news about brand new locations and homes that are affordable. I mean, Jeff and I are sitting here listening to Craig and we're blown away.
Absolutely.
Cannot believe the pricing and the amenities that are available for these prices. These are really condo and townhome pricing.
Yeah, and something we hadn't mentioned yet, but I'll mention now, these homes are not deed restricted. So what that means is any buyer, any income level can come and purchase these. Sometimes when you have homes that are in affordable price ranges, the local municipality will come in and say, hey, look, we want to designate these homes only for owner-occupants or only for people of a certain income level, and then they'll deed restrict it. And it prevents others from coming in and buying it. These are not deed restricted. So regardless, if you're an investor, if you're an owner-occupant, you, regardless of income range, you can come and purchase these homes.
Now, do they get bid up or is the price at this early juncture?
That's a good question. It's going to be supply and demand. And so, like, for instance, I already received today an offer on one of the properties. So right before I came into the studios here, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got an offer on one of these. And so, you know, if a second offer comes in on that one, it could potentially push the price. So that leads to reason that if you're interested, you should act quicker.
And you have the open house at noon today, the end of this show, 12
yes.
noon.
Yeah, Google, put it into your maps. Google Maps, Finch Lane, F-I-N-C-H, Finch Lane in Eagle Mountain. It'll take you right to where we're at. Free tacos, potential to win some BYU football tickets.
So cool. Okay, and let's talk about the neighborhoods, the cities, and the pricing of these homes.
Yeah, so again, Eagle Mountain, you can get a brand new home, $479,900, 4 beds, 2.5 baths. You can get a 5-bed version that's over 3,200 square feet, by the way.
Fully finished.
The basement's not finished on that one, but the 5 beds are all fully finished.
Wow.
When you count, so a bedroom on the main level, 4 upstairs, 5 beds, 3 bathrooms, and it's over 3,200 square feet, and that's $524,900
in Eagle Mountain. Incredible. So Eagle Mountain, and then you mentioned Ogden.
Yeah.
And Grantsville.
Yes.
Okay. And the builder's name?
White Star Homes. You got to get to know these guys because you're going to have the best of both worlds, where you're going to have the small personal feel of actually meeting and coordinating with your builder directly, the person that built your home, but it's backed by a large national network of that, or national company that has got 24 operations in across 12 different states, east to west coast. So it's got a huge national backing.
And some of these homes are ready to occupy immediately,
yeah,
and others are in process, correct?
Look, yes, get in these homes before the holidays. If your lender can close fast enough, get in before Thanksgiving. But for sure, you're going to get in before Christmas. Come in and enjoy this home.
So what's the process? They come see the open house. They get excited about a home. Then you refer them to a lender.
Yeah,
to get qualified.
And we do have a preferred lender. We've got some preferred lender incentives. So the builder's going to help out with that. So several thousand dollars toward financing costs to use a preferred lender. So there's incentives as well to help reduce your cost to come and get into these homes.
So this is one of those situations where you do not play interest rate games, meaning, oh, rates are up, I'm just going to wait for them to come down a quarter point. This is one where you move.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you an example of this. So, okay, so this home is priced, let's look at the one in Eagle Mountain, $479,900. Okay. So if interest rates go down even, let's say even 0.5%, it will spur so much more additional interest throughout the market. This price is going to go up easily 10 grand in a very short period of time, like easily $10,000. It doesn't make sense to wait and pay $10,000 more for a slight reduction in your rate. It is better to just get the lower price now, and then when rates fall, do a refinance. You're going to save way more money doing it that way. I tell people, date the interest rate and marry the house. Meaning, like, yeah, you can change your interest rate out later. The long-term commitments to your house.
Get the house you want.
Get the house you want at the price you want. People focus so much on the payment. Focus on the price. Focus on that, because that is where your equity comes in. So real estate developers, they take the most risk in any of these like real estate transactions when you look at the like the chain of the lifespan of land going into a home. The ones I talk to tell me, Craig, you make real estate, you make the money when you buy the property, not when you sell it. Meaning you've got to be really careful about the price. They're more concerned about the price of the purchase than they are on the flip side of it. Buyers need to have that same mentality. Worry more about the price than the other factors.
Okay, so I'll just share my own personal experience of buying our first home. It was not our dream home. And I'm using this example because maybe this isn't your dream home. And maybe you're thinking, well, I just want to save more money and then I want to be in an area that I want. So my own personal experience, we purchased a really old home. It was a two-story home. It needed a lot of work. We did paint and carpet and whatnot. Had an unfinished basement. We finished the basement. We lived in the basement and rented the upstairs. It was not our dream home. It was not our dream location. We had friends that were sitting on the sideline for 3, 5, 7 years saving up for their dream home. In the meantime, we owned, I'd have to go back and look, but it was probably 10 homes by the time they were able to get into their first home. And we had so much more equity by just doing the things that some people are not willing to do to live the life that you wanted to, you know, further down the road. So this is my advice. Get into a home like this. Maybe you have to drive an extra 10 minutes, 30 minutes. It's inconveniencing. You're in a brand new home. It's hard to complain too much. And then let that equity grow and roll that over to a more desirable home that you're excited about. If you get in early at a subdivision, the prices increase.
Yeah,
and that's my recommendation.
Absolutely. And real estate is tangible. It's something you can hold, touch, feel. It's not something that's like in the stock market where if a company tumbles, the stocks go. Like that home is still there. World War III breaks out, the home is still there. There's value in having this something that's tangible like that. But you're exactly right, Heather. Getting in and getting in early, even if you have to make the sacrifice to drive a little bit. In your case, you made the sacrifice of living in only a part of the house, not all of the house. So maybe some of these locations, Eagle Mountain, Ogden, Grantsville, maybe they're outside of your desirable commute range or whatever. But think about where you will be, not now, but where you will be in a handful of years because you decided to buy today and make that extra commute. And now you've gained equity in the home. It's appreciated. Principal has been paid down on it. And you're really developing equity over a period of time. Think about Utah. Where is it going to be 5 years from now? Are prices really going to be less? Are our jobs going to be fewer? No, our economy is expanding. It's growing. And people are moving here. Population is being born here. Jobs are coming. Employers are coming. The Utah State Prison redeveloping. Down in Vineyard, some amazing redevelopments down there. The airport continues to expand and grow. The Olympics are coming. Like, where else do you want to buy real estate? Buy it and hold it. Buy now at a price you can get into, even if you have to sacrifice a little bit on the commute.
I've never asked this question because here in Utah, we are all about growth. It's all I've heard since I came here 15 years ago, and we have grown. Is there a point where the real estate gets too expensive and that begins to hold us back as a community?
That's a fabulous question. And that's where I think sometimes you might get priced out of maybe the hot core of it. So, you know, maybe Salt Lake City itself, for instance, you know, or somewhere
the
where
East Bench of Holiday, yeah, right? There are some areas, those little pockets.
Yeah, you can be priced out. But the good thing here is, despite what we hear maybe in the media, we actually still have land. It's constrained in some degrees, but we still have some land. So that's why communities like Eagle Mountain, Grantsville, and you're saying some places in Weber County, some towns that are developing, especially on west of I-15, that are beginning to expand and grow. We still have space to grow and still have it be affordable enough when people take advantage of opportunities like this one.
I think it's
White Star Homes.
Great advice for buyers. Okay, let's give some advice for sellers. If you're thinking of selling your home right now, it's November. What's your advice? We're around the holidays.
Hey, well, let's start with what Heather's company can do for you, and that is to... help make it pretty. Help it present well. I mean, the first step is, can we actually present this well? And when I walk through a home, that's exactly what I'm doing. It's like, what can we do to make sure the presentation of this home is the best it can be?
And you don't want to see a lot of Christmas.
No, you do have to be tasteful, especially this time of year with how you decorate it. For me, I've got, oh man, my house wouldn't work because what my wife and I like to do with decorating for the inside during Christmas, that would not work. But have us come meet with you. We'll, like Heather was saying, like you do a consultation. How amazing is that? Have Heather's company come in and consult. Have us come in. We'll come and walk through and help you understand what you need to do to get your home ready. And then we'll talk to you because I don't believe every real estate agent says now is the best time to sell. It might be the best time to sell, and it might not be. It really depends on your unique individual situation. We will help you diagnose whether it's better to get the home on the market now or wait till the spring, and we can help talk you through that and guide you on that decision process.
And in Utah, there is competition, so we're here to help you get the edge over your competition. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Craig Whiting, broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts, with such valuable information on our show today. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem, tricked out for Thanksgiving, but getting ready for Christmas.
I know. We have the best of both worlds, and we are selling not only fall decor, but also Christmas decor, and we are so, so excited about everything that we have in our stores right now. But it is, you know, there's limited quantities, so you need to come in, and you probably will not see it there tomorrow. It literally is coming on the floor as quickly it is going out the front door. So come check out Christmas and fall decor at Osmond Designs and get your home ready for the holidays so that it's somewhere that you love to be. Today we have Craig Whiting. He's the broker and owner of Prime Real Estate Experts. It has been so much fun to have you, Craig. Before I turn the time over to you, I want to give a quick shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They are local and homegrown, and they have been in business for over 130 years. And, you know, a little biased because they believed in my idea of starting Osmond Designs before I even knew what that was specifically. So thank you, Central Bank, for being a partner in helping me grow my own business. We love you. And if you are needing a construction loan, if you're needing a HELOC loan to do some remodeling, or if you just want to open up a savings plan or a checking plan for your kids, they're great. Craig, fill us in. What's going on? You have so many exciting things with brand new subdivisions, a brand new builder, incredible pricing on these homes. They are not going to last very long.
Yeah, so last shout out to the open house that's starting here literally in minutes from now. So 12 noon, it goes for 1 hour to 1 o'clock. Come, if you're among the first 50 people, get free Jurassic tacos.
They're so good.
Oh, I love Jurassic tacos.
Even if you don't want to buy a
tasty
house,
the pickled onions are really good with Jurassic tacos. And we have 4 BYU football tickets to the BYU-Houston game that we will be raffling off to any of you that show up. You will have an opportunity to win these 4 tickets. So please come. Finch Lane, F-I-N-C-H, Eagle Mountain, Utah. We'd love to see you.
1 p.m., opportunity lost.
Gone, yes.
The drawing will be over at 1 p.m. sharp.
Yes.
Love that. Okay, Craig, how do people find you?
Okay, craigwhiting.com. You can find us or primerealestateexperts.com. Either way, just Google either of those. Find me. My phone number will be there. Call me. Text me. I'm happy to talk to any of you.
Excellent. In the previous segment, we were talking about sellers and deciding when the right time for you to sell your home actually is. And for each and every one of us, that may be different. Craig, what advice do you have for sellers that are trying to figure out when the best time to sell their home is?
So a lot of it will depend on what your next move is. What is your reason for selling? And will you be buying? Because if you're going to be subsequently buying, then if you're getting out of the market and into the market at the same time, so getting out by selling, getting in by buying, it really doesn't matter when you do that. Because if you say, well, hey, Craig, I want to wait till spring so I get a higher price for my home that I'm selling. Okay, that means you're also going to be paying a higher price for the home that you're buying. And so if you feel like you got to give up a little bit of a deal to sell in November or December, that means you also will be buying it a little bit better of a deal. So if that's the situation, then yeah, sell now. You might as well. But if you're not going to be buying, now it comes up to another discussion is, okay, there may be a decision where you may want to wait. And that's where we would do an individual market analysis on your home, your neighborhood, and help you understand what it would look like selling now versus waiting maybe till early spring to sell. And we would do that free analysis for anybody.
What factors go into it?
The analysis?
Yeah.
So absorption, like how many other listings are on the market, how fast they're selling, what prices they're selling for. And we relate that even back to some historical numbers as well. And then to see if your neighborhood would be hot enough to sell now. And a lot of it will be depend too. So if you're going to sell but not buy, what are you going to use the money for? And so we're going to help people understand, okay, here are your different opportunities for the money if you're not putting it back into real estate. And some people have a need for that money immediately because they're going to pay down debts or there's some other things that may benefit them to sell right away. And for some people, no, don't sell now. Let's wait. Let's wait until we can have more foot traffic, more people coming through the market and get you more buyers into your house and a higher price.
And depending on the season and the year, and also depending on how many homes are currently on the market, it may be a great time because you don't have as much competition. And people that are looking to move around the holidays, they're serious. There's a reason why they are having to buy a house.
They are. And in fact, I would tell you it's usually a lower stress sale when it happens during this time of year. It doesn't feel quite as rushed either with the negotiations or just the entire process. It doesn't feel quite as burdensome. And right now it's easier to find a buyer that does not have another home to sell. They usually have already sold and so it's easy to find a buyer that's ready right away.
Excellent. And in the springtime, you have a lot more competition.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to take that into consideration. And like you said, depending on your neighborhood and your price point, those are some factors that you can look at. Craig, thanks again for being on the show. You are a regular and you always have so much great information. The info you shared today is incredible. Thank you very, very much for joining us today. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be back next week.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.